Last week, a few buddies and I were having a conversation about the Paranormal Activity franchise, the horror franchise. If you're not familiar with it, please check it out. Now, I know this has nothing to do with the entertainment scene or the music scene, but I thought, let me share the story with you because what happened last night wasn't all that bad. So within this conversation, I brought up the topic about actually watching these movies like in the early parts of the morning. So say like from 12 a.m. onwards. And there was a lot of faces of like fear, hell no, I'm not going to do that. So anyway, based on the fact that we actually had the conversation, I think it's about three movies that I haven't watched at the time. So I decided to watch one last week, but that was like early parts of the night. So last night after the Kino Isaac show, which wasn't a fully live show, but I still monitor the show, I decided to watch the second out of the three that I haven't watched as yet. And I decided to watch this after the Kino Isaac show. So this is after 12 a.m. that I start this movie. It's 1 hour 30 minutes. And I think it's called, I think it's Paranormal Activity 5 Ghost Dimension. And honest truth is, it wasn't that bad. I mean, the movie finished off about like, say, like 1:30 in the morning. But it wasn't really that bad. But I'm sure for some people, you know, they would get scared. Now, I'm a fan of horror movies, and of course there is scenes within these movies that do give you like that fright and that like what happened moment, but it was all good. So I thought, let me share that with you guys what I was up to last night and give it a shot, test yourselves to the limit. And it's not saying that, yeah, you know, you watch these things and, you know, can't be real. And that's what Kino is trying to say. You know, this stuff is real. But it also depends on your spiritual backing. And do you have good forces behind you and all around you within your aura? And if you do, there's absolutely nothing to be scared of. Yes, there is evil in this world and many other dimensions. Not really a podcast for that topic. You need to search for a podcast that's relatable to that topic. And I listen to a lot of these podcasts, episodes on Spotify and on YouTube. But it does exist out there. But you just need to have good forces behind you to just rebuke any evil that you may think is going to come. You know, the more, like, one of the things said in these movies is, like, the more fear you show, the more evil entities actually attach themselves to you. And that's just how the universe works. So just always have, like, a good spiritual foundation. But I hope you guys are doing well. Sunday, it's a long weekend here. I was about to say here in South Africa, but I'm assuming, like, only tomorrow is a public holiday in South Africa. Okay, look, I don't pay attention to these things. One of the things I wrote in my journal last week is that great people don't go on holiday when people tell them to go on holiday. They go on holiday whenever they feel like going on holiday. So that is something I can leave you guys with as we start off the podcast. Today, we all need to strive for a life that we live in completely on our own terms. So first up, is I'm going to run through the top 5 trends that's been going on in the music industry over the last week, according to Music Business Worldwide. So number 1 on the list is Universal Music invests in superfan platform Weverse as it strikes new 10-year agreement with Hype. Hype has struck what it calls an expanded long-term agreement with Universal Music Group. The deal provides UMG with exclusive distribution rights for Hype's music for the next 10 years. The even bigger news, the deal also sees UMG invest in the further collaborate with Hype's global superfan platform, Weverse. Sources tell Music Business Worldwide that UMG has made a majority investment in Weverse and has part of the new partnership. Number 2, as Universal's standard for TikTok rolls on, UMG Inc.'s new deal with Spotify, including social tools, video elements. They've actually seen this popping up within Spotify, so it's quite cool. I mean, you're going to have music videos on Spotify now, you know, moving forward, which I think is quite dope. There was one of the podcasts I was listening to the other day. It was by Billy Carson. Check out who he is, especially the conversation we had at the start about finding the podcast about, you know, spirituality, the universe, and how it all works. He's one of the guys I can say that has full credibility that you can check out. And I was listening to one of his podcast episodes, and then I noticed something different, that the video that's actually on YouTube, is on the podcast. And that was before I came across this article about Spotify launching music videos. So that is going to be quite cool. From the MTV days, VH1 days, to now music videos on Spotify. That is quite cool. Number 3. Oh, this was a highlight of the week for me. Rapper Trufugo used an unlicensed sample in his TikTok hit 90MH. Now the court is making him pay over $800,000 in damages to Sony Music. Like, I'm not even going to go into depth about this topic or this article. I've mentioned this so many times on the podcast. Like, if there's any key thing that we do at the Kino as a consulting agency, is legal affairs with regards to entertainment. We attempt to cut costs for how much it'll be for an entertainment lawyer, which is quite high, and we just try to accommodate artists with all the necessary legal foundation work that needs to be done for their career. One of the things you must not do as a vocal artist, or even as a producer, any form of artist, is use samples that you don't have a license to use. If you want to use a specific sample, please follow the correct procedures to get a licensing contract in place, to not end up in a situation like this where 90MH blows up on TikTok and now he's fined $800,000. Like, that's in the millions in South Africa. Number 4, BMG owner mulls merger for music company. European music giant Bertelsmann, facing setbacks, wants to grow music unit BMG through a merger with rival or a breakout investment. Number 5, Warner has 13 days to submit a binding offer for Believe, as French company agrees to let WMG pursue its data room. So this has been going on for quite some weeks now, that Warner Music Group wants to acquire Believe Music. So that is the top 5 trends that's been happening in the music industry over the last week. Of course, the link to this will be in the description. You can check it out and, of course, explore Music Business Worldwide as an independent artist or label. So there's 2 things I'm going to touch on the podcast to the end. It's just related, like it's in real time, put it that way. Stuff that came to me yesterday, one crossed my mind, and of course the other one I saw on social media, and I'm going to share this with you guys. As today I'm just finishing up the foundation work for Unlocking the Icons, and we're launching with Unlocking Tina Turner tomorrow. It is launching on Patreon for you as an independent artist, an independent label. You can sign up. It's a 7-day free trial. So of course, the episode that is uploaded tomorrow, you are going to be able to listen to it for free. I am going to be going into depth. I am going to take a deep dive into the life of Anna May Bullock, aka Tina Turner. Like there's no one word to describe this woman and the life that she actually lived. Like, an icon is like, you know, just so normal, like a whole new word I feel needs to be created for her. So in Unlocking the Icons tomorrow, just to give you guys like a brief summary of what's going to go down before I touch on the 2 topics that I want to mention to you guys. So it's going to be 3 chapters, chapter 1 being the early days and Ike and Tina Turner. And of course, within this, I'm also going to touch on a bit of history about Ike Turner. And I'm also going to share valued insights on what you guys as independent artists and labels can actually learn from our former early life. Like, deep dive, meaning I want to go from the start to the finish. From her move to St. Louis, how she met Ike Turner, what went down, how she ended up joining Ike Turner to their marriage, and of course, the fall of their marriage, ending of chapter 1, and then moving into chapter 2, which is labeled From Ike to Icon, Her Solo Journey. And I'm going to share details in there of stuff that you can actually utilize in your own personal career in point form, that you guys can actually write down what you can learn from her and how it took her 8 years to actually blow up. So from the time of divorce to the time that she got signed with Capitol Records took 8 years of gigs, of playing for free, of failed records, failed albums. And then Private Dancer gets released. It gets sold for over 12 million worldwide. And that's when a career like finally kicks off. A solo career finally kicks off. And then we're going to head over to chapter 3, which is Beyond the Stage, Legacy and Lessons, where I'm going to go into detail about her move to Switzerland, about her social work, and of course, you know, leading up to her death, her sad passing away in 2023 at the age of 83. We're going to talk about Erwin Back, the man behind the scenes, who was her second husband, their life together. I've mentioned social work. I'm going to go into legacy of awareness and, of course, additional points, including her appearance on Rolling Stone. Like, when we look at rock and roll, it's been so whitewashed over the years. You know, the first artist that comes to mind when we think about rock and roll is Elvis Presley. And of course, there is going to be Unlocking Elvis Presley within this Patreon channel down the line. But the first thing that comes to mind when we mention rock and roll is Elvis Presley, not realizing that it was actually created by African Americans in those days. And not many people know that. Like, how was rock music actually formed? It was a mixture of blues and R&B that actually created rock music. So we're going to go into that tomorrow. And then we're going to talk about the influence of Buddhism on Tina's life and how it transformed her life to overcome all the adversity in her early stages. And yeah, and then we're just going to touch on the music. So what's different from the Patreon channel to my podcast is this is a proper sit-down educational lesson. Like, I've estimated, like, it could be, you know, 1.5 hours, but I see this actually ending in, like, you know, 1 hour. I can say 1.5 hours max, or even like 1 hour 15 minutes max, but it's like a complete deep dive and just learning and educating ourselves about these icons that built the foundation of the music industry and what actually and who actually gave us the opportunities that we have today, because we'll never get them again. But their legacy does live on. I spent the last 2 days watching Tina Turner perform one of my all-time favorites, Best, and was a live concert of her at Wembley Stadium out in London. And I just kept watching this thing over and over and over. And we will never again in the music economy get performances like this. Like, it's mind-blowing. If you want to check it out, head over to YouTube, search Tina Turner Best Wembley or Wembley Performance, and it will pop up. Like, it's mind-blowing. So I'm excited about this project, and I'm excited to be launching with Tina Turner. It's like growing up, right? People will be like, do you know who Tina Turner is? Yes, I know who Tina Turner is. You're familiar with Rick Knopf, you are for music and so on. But how well do we really know them? That's the question. And I guess for the old school generation, like, I would look at my parents, look at my father, for example, who is well educated with Tina Turner and Ike Turner. They know their life, their struggles, what they went through, the early stages. But the musicians in this day and age coming into the scene don't really know about these icons. And this channel is here to educate them about this icon so we can actually show appreciation for these icons, for Tina Turner, and we can show appreciation for the music industry. So I'm quite pumped up and excited for that. It will be out tomorrow. Look for it within my social media platforms. The link to the Patreon channel, as I said, tomorrow's episode is going to be free, and there'll be a new unlocking on the first Monday of each month. Okay, so on to the two topics I want to discuss with you guys, and this is stuff I came across. Well, the first thing is something I thought of within the last 24 hours, and the second thing is something I actually saw on social media, which is so sad. And both topics are related to society, like majority of society. So the first thing is the abundance or the overflow of middlemen in our society. Take, for instance, the church, right? Why should we have to go through priests and pastors to forge a connection with our spirituality? Why should we have to go through priests and pastors to forge a connection with God? We should be free to explore our unique spiritual paths and connect with the higher power on our terms without any middlemen. And then there's the property market. Why do we need to rely on real estate agents or property managers to buy or manage our properties? We should be empowered to handle these transactions ourselves with unnecessary middlemen taking cut. And let's not forget, like, something so critically vital within society is legal matters. Do we truly need attorneys for every legal issue? Personally, I don't. I've won 3 legal cases over the last 3 years without an attorney, and I've gone head to head with really good, expensive, well-established attorneys representing the people I actually had a dispute with. And how I feel about this is that we need to educate ourselves using the wealth of information available in books, podcasts, and online resources. And of course, the music industry. Let's not forget the music industry, right? Because there's still this outdated notion that artists need record labels, like mainstream record labels that give you full 360 deals to launch their careers. But with the rise of independent platforms and independent music business partners such as myself and promotion tools, artists can take control of their own destiny without relying on middlemen. So I feel it's time for the majority to get on board to challenge the status quo and realize that we have the knowledge and resources to navigate these aspects of life without unnecessary middlemen holding us back. So you guys, in your personal capacity, you put some thought in that. Now, the second thing that I came across on Facebook yesterday, and it really struck like this disappointment within me. Someone shared with such pride, claiming that helping someone to find a job. So it was a picture where it says helping someone to find a job is one of the coolest things that you can do for them. But let's think about this differently for a moment. What if one of the coolest things you could do for someone is actually helping them discover their passion? Imagine guiding them down the path of uncovering what they truly love doing and then supporting them as they craft a life around that passion. Instead of just finding them a job, why don't we help turn their passion into livelihood? How about we shift our focus from merely finding people employment, which people love to do, to supporting their dreams and passion? Let's be support systems, pillars that people can lean on as they strive to live their best and happiest lives, rather than helping them find an old job. Now, isn't the latter more cooler than just helping someone find a job? And this is so rare. It's a rare breed within society today. So the first point is that we don't need these middlemen, which society has programmed us to think that we actually do. It's like you don't need to go to a proper institution, established educational facility to actually make something of your life. Just how it is. Now, the second thing is, the coolest thing is not helping someone find the job. The coolest thing is helping someone identify their passion, find their own identity, their own unique special identity in this world. That's what we need more. That, to me, is the coolest thing. So I thought, let me share these two things with you, share my point of view on these two topics with you, and yeah, let's change the status quo. Let's change the narrative. We're in 2024. We're not living 20, 30 years ago. The world has changed. So that's it for the podcast. I really thought it was going to be like 10 minutes today, given that I still have foundation work to do for the Patreon channel tomorrow. But this was really great. This was really great. I mean, compared to last week, I think it was at the end of the podcast, I said, sorry for the lack of energy. But the energy is quite high today. I'm enthusiastic and I'm excited about the launch of the Patreon channel tomorrow to unlocking Tina Turner. It's going to be dope. Please show support, tune in, and, you know, just get yourself educated. Like, even though I'm doing this to educate you guys as independent artists and labels, it's also great for me to just go into depth and learn about all of these icons that have left us. Much appreciation to Tina Turner and all of them. So yeah, I will catch you on the Patreon channel tomorrow, and then I'll catch you on the podcast again next week. The Keno Isaac Show next week, Saturday. If you missed last night, Wednesday, repeat show. It's been a truly awesome pleasure being with you. If you are in South Africa, please enjoy the remainder of your Easter weekend, the long weekend. Have a dope-ass time. Be safe. Peace out.